so much I left unsaid. And see the sign, yo, I cannot keep them off my mind, yo. You see me grinding to the beat. These call me Queen Bee. Sweet as honey and I'm fly. Oh, you looking super fine. Hit my line all the time. I turn a straight by. I still can't get you off my mind. I'm the best, I'm a dime. Do I need a man?
Sorry, I'm a little late. Wow, I'm like 2 minutes late. Sorry about that. I left a little late, and also, maybe you can hear it. I'm feeling a little congested and gross. So if you'll forgive me, I'm gonna like get music going right away, and then I'm gonna go like get ready, get some water. It was a rough ride getting over here, but I'm here. We're an hour early as well. I don't know if I'll go the full 2 hours, but I wanted to give myself some extra time because I want to talk about a lot of albums and projects this show, since it's the first one of the new year, and I figured we could go over all the stuff that came out last year, or at least the stuff that I was bumping a lot and might know some little factoids or anecdotes or whatever about. But before we get into that, I'm just going to, like, play whatever. I think I just went to, not I think, but I did just attend Hijinks not this past weekend but the one prior to that, and it was super super fun. One of the performers there was No Good. I'll talk more about it later, but this one just came out by them a little bit ago, I think. Let me check when this came out. Okay, no, it came out like maybe mid-year, but I heard it for the first time during the set and really really liked it. And so this is called Sock'em Bop'em. It's very chill, very like vibey, wubby, wook stuff. So we'll start with that, and then we'll get into a hopefully sort of organized, sort of themed show, but we'll see. We'll see how well I can keep that up.
Perhaps I was talking when I should have been listening.
This that jaw dropping, sock 'em, bop 'em, pretty bitty, pop a bottom, jiggle bitties, probably bottom, extra ramen, pills of perp, her booty popping, sloppy noggin, spoiled, rotten, snowing, autumn, anaconda, and a goblin, pushing pressure, talking, work that beam up in the belly, my hand out with a belly, you'll never catch me rocking Gucci, Louis V, or Fendi, that shit is for the birds, if I had to put it gently as I step up on the curb, we gon' run until it's empty. Never fold, I will never fold. Never fold, I will never fold. Never fold, put that on the line, on my name, on my biz. I will never fold, never fade, never switch up. Put that on the note, on my name, on my business. I will never fold, never fade, never switch up. Put that on the note, on my name, on my business. I will never fold, never fade, never switch up. Put that on the note, on my name, on my business. I will never fold, never fade, never switch up. Put that on the note, on my name, on my business. I will never fold. Never switch up. I will never fold. Never switch up.
It's going, it's going.
Never switch up. I will never fold.
Dropping Rock'em Sock'em, little city, petty problem. Perfect pace about the slaughter. Pushing pressure, boy, it hurts. That teeter totter, treading water. Taking measures, taking number, take a minute, take it all. Whatever you need, just leave me alone. That Beamer, Benz, or Bentley, my hand out with a Bentley. You never catch me rocking Gucci, Louis V, or Fendi. This shit is for the birds. If I had to put it gently as I step up on the curb, we gon' run it till it's empty like it's 2015. We're at Tanner's mom's house in Tanner's room.
His closet
was the booth. Like six of us in there. We had it all. We just had no idea.
So yeah. Kind of, I think there's like a smooth transition throughout the songs on the album that's on, so that might be why the outro there is like a minute of kind of chill and slightly different vibes going on there. I'm still getting ready, so I'm just gonna play, let's play Perfect Self. This is crazy. This is like an older, I should say, Nina track. She drops it in her sets, if you saw her live, for the I Love My Computer tour. She only played her own music for that tour, and if you missed it, there's a really, really good recording and production of it for Triple J. I think their 50th anniversary. Nina did the set for them, and it's a great set. It's pretty similar to the one that I saw live, I'm pretty sure, for the I Love My Computer tour. It's really, really good. It's a collab with Mannequin05, and on their EP. And you should go check out that EP if you like this track. It's very, like, rave, lighter hard style, kind of, maybe not, like, happy hard style, but, like, just, like, lighter, more dreamy, like, 3 a.m. rave music kind of thing. So let's get into Perfect Self while I continue to log in and get set up here. Sorry about the delay there. Let's get into it. This song kind of goes, by the way. Let's get into it.
Perfect. Self.
Yay! I like that song. It's pretty good. That's why I played it on the radio. Okay, that was Perfect Self by Mannequin 05 and Nina Jirachi. In her live sets, she mixes it with her her collab with One Tablespoon. And I'm blanking on the name of it. It's called, like, Nina Has to Sing or something. Like, wait, one second. 1DBSP Nina... What's it called? Somebody Pay Nina. That's it. And it's like a really cute vocal about Nina not really knowing what to sing about, but she can just make her voice sound like it's singing and then maybe turn it into a song. It's a very like creative, chill, like, you know, low qual song, I feel like. And then taking that vocal loop and throwing it over that track kind of goes crazy. So if you want to check that out, check out the Alt-J recording, or sorry, Alt-J, Triple J, 50th anniversary, Nina Jirachi DJ set. It's really good production value and a great line-in recording for that too, so check that out. I think I'm feeling like I'm all set up here. I logged into everything, and if you're listening, thank you. Thanks for showing up to the earlier show. My phone is charged, so feel free to text me there, or there's also the DJ chat if you want to hang out with other people listening. But I figured we could kind of just go in order through a bunch of the albums that I thought were really impressive or made up a lot of my year in listening, and maybe you'll find some recs if you, you know, if you like Nina Jirachi, if you like some of the deeper, wubbier stuff, if you like some rap music. We've got a lot of, I don't know, mostly EDM, I would say, but still pretty decent stuff, if it's not EDM. It's like disco even, a little bit of disco, a little bit of like crazy production value. We'll get in there, or we'll get into it in a little bit. Sorry, I'm like, I have something stuck in my throat. I hope that's not TMI. Is that like radio bad form to like acknowledge the fact that your voice is all messed up? Oh well. I don't know all the rules. I've only been doing it for like 6.5 years. But to get things started, this album kind of started 2025 off with a crazy big bang for sure. I remember as soon as tickets came out to see the tour for this album, I was in that queue, bought them like a minute after they came out. I was in a call with some of my friends to make sure that we could get them. It was like a lot of hype surrounding this album, and it finally came out on, I think, January 17th or something, like super early. And this is the No Limit album by Nocturne. I believe it is his debut album as well. Like, I think prior to that, it was only EPs. Yeah, it's like, I guess technically Night Hearts is an album, but like, I would call that two remix EPs kind of put together, not to like stunt it, but No Limit was like the debut album. I feel like it had a lot of combinations of like everything that made Nocturne's project, like a lot of like boom bappy house, a lot of like new high energy house music, lots of like rap influences, I feel like, and a lot of that kind of like old school hip hop influence as well, as well as some scratching. Like Nock is kind of crazy on the decks and has quite a bit of like scratching samples and fun stuff throughout the album. A couple of the other tracks are a little bit slower or a little bit more fun for just like more like emotional EDM music, I suppose. But really, really good production here, like to be expected from Nocturne. Nocturne and ISO have been really taking the dance scene by storm lately, and No Limit continued that trend. And when I saw Nocturne at Hijinks, kind of at the end of the year here, he teased some visuals and artwork and titles for something called Mission 22, or Mission, but the two S's are twos, I guess. And I believe that'll be the next project, maybe an EP, probably not an album. But really kind of fun that he started the year off with like quite a bang, and then towards the end of the year is also like, hey, I'm gonna maybe do it again. Maybe I'll start 2026 with an EP coming up soon. So keep your ears peeled for that. And here's one of my favorite tracks from No Limit called Dance or Dead featuring Millie. And if you like it, but it's a little bit too EDM for you, Millie has a version of it on her album that is a little bit more pop influence and heavy on her vocals instead of the dancey kind of EDM fun stuff going on here. So this is Dance or Dead by Noctu on No Limit. Let's get into it. The start of 2025. Just a super fun song, and I think it's also like really approachable for people that like aren't into some of the crazier EDM stuff. I think Noctu especially has been bringing a lot more people into the like club scene, or I don't know if I want to go as far as like rave scene, because I feel like if you're showing to like a rave or like an event like that, you're kind of, you know what you're getting into. But I feel like a lot of people could invite their friends to like a Noctu show and have a really good time with it, even if they might not always vibe with some of the wonkier EDM stuff that's out there. But yeah, go check out No Limit music, or No Limit album. It's really, really good, and stay tuned for maybe some more stuff coming out by Noctu in a little bit. Something a little bit slower coming up next, and this is some of that like disco-ish vibe that I was talking about, is the Toki Monsta Eternal Reverie album. This came out in March, so we're skipping a couple months here, but lots of like really fun like funk disco pop kind of stuff on this album. A little bit slower, nothing too like crazy fast. I think it's all like mostly like four to the floor kind of dancey, slower vibes, but really, really good stuff. I think there's Anderson .Paak is on here. Who else are some of the vocal features. Let me see if I can find some. Anderson .Paak, Ray Khalil, Gavin Turek, God, Group Therapy, Mez. There's a lot of people. So definitely, I think there's a lot of different vibes on here too. Some of it's very sensual, some of it's very sad, some of it's just very fun. But I don't know. I really appreciated this album, and it rolled out kind of one song at a time over kind of 2024 and into 2025, into finally the big release of Eternal Reverie. And it was fun to follow that project to kind of as it developed. And I don't know. I think it's fun to hear. I've liked Toki Monsta mostly for some of her remixes of other tracks, and it's fun to see someone bringing in a love of like disco vibes and just like good dancing and chill but energetic music, continuing into the scene with modern day production techniques and capabilities and stuff like that, while not being too overly driven into the like pop side of things. Like, I don't know if that makes a ton of sense. Like, I think there's a lot of artists like Dua Lipa, for example, who does a lot of like sampling and revitalization of older tracks and stuff, but it very much leans into her own style and her own kind of pop radio sound. And this still feels to me very like authentic, like old disco tracks kind of thing, or just funk, or just like good chill, almost R&B-ish kind of vibes. It's good stuff. I really like it. This track is called Lucky You. I think the lyrics are super fun. It's about someone who's super fine, knowing that they are super fine, and letting everybody else know that they should know how lucky they are that they get to spend any amount of time with them at all. So manifesting that energy for you in 2026, say vain and beautiful for your entire life or something like that. Here is Lucky You by Toki Monsta and Gavin Turek.
Said it before, this is your moment. Don't run away with nothing. Now that you're here, I am the focus. Maybe we'll come undone. Saying enough with your eyes. Follow me into the light. Don't get carried.
Okay, I'm gonna cheat a little bit. Also, hold up, before I move on, that's just like such a smooth track, isn't it? It's really good. If you like it, I highly recommend checking out the Eternal Reverie album by Toki Monsta. Super smooth, really nice to put on, especially at like work. If you're like have to put something on in front of other people, especially as well, because not everybody can work to G Jones like I can. That isn't supposed to sound as much of like a flex as it as the cadence might have implied. I do think there's something seriously wrong with you if G Jones helps you lock in. However, I've met many a people who align with that quality, so maybe we're all just a little messed up, or at least my circle is. Moving on, we've got a really great album that dropped in April, April 1st, in fact, and this is, of course, F.U. Skrillex, You Think You're Andy Warhol, But You're Not, Heart. This was the Skrillex album that dropped shortly after Ultra, and just a crazy, like, fantastic experience and delivery on this album through and through. Like, he kind of just teased that it was coming out on April 1st, like, I think the night before. So that's March, what, 31st? Who knows? I'm not doing the thing to figure out. But, like, really shortly before it came out. And then he dropped it in, like, the entire album in one MP3 file or whatever, at like 9:37 p.m. the night before, through an email list, if you had been signed up to his email list for a little bit prior. And that was, it's just kind of unprecedented for someone of the caliber of production of Skrillex to do a delivery and a release like that. It was just super, super fun. And the whole album screams that same level of fun. There is like crazy beat tags throughout the entire thing by DJ Smokey talking about like how Skrillex is trapped in his basement and how like you need to turn the volume up on this song and listen to it all the way through or else no one's gonna find Skrillex ever again. And like weird stuff about people taking over the album. Just very like goofy kind of album. The cover art for the album is like graffiti that was put on their studio. Whether or not that was real or kind of like placed like for the album, it doesn't matter. It's very low qual. So I don't know. It was super, super fun. The whole album kind of screamed like, I think there was a tweet about this by, it was Effin or Eptic or someone was like, this album was meant to be listened to in a Discord call at like 11 p.m. And I cannot agree more. Like, there's just so many moments in it that make you like on first listen, you're like, holy cow, like, I can't believe that I'm hearing this, or this is a deep cut from a hard drive that got taken away in 2012 and it's resurfaced on an album 13 years later. So lots of features from like really big names like Virtual Riot, G Jones, Space Laces, Dylan Brady, all kinds of fun stuff. So tons of like gotcha moments, I feel like, that were super, super fun on first listen and continue to be fun, like build inside jokes with your EDM diehards and stuff like that. Super, super fun album. And the whole thing mixes all the way through. And it's kind of like a mixtape. There's 34 songs on here and it's only 46 minutes long. And the last song is the, like, one of the longest, I think the longest actually. And it's 3 minutes of him just kind of going over the credits of everyone who's worked on the album or helped with mixing it or whatever, which I think is super cool, to kind of have a second longest song. Biggie Bap with Wookie is the first longest, I think. But anyway, a lot of these tracks are even under a minute long, and it's just a really smooth listen. I think it's easy to loop. If you know, hit play on the album, you might find yourself listening to it like two or three times if you stop paying attention a little bit. It's really, really good, really clean mixing. And I mean, it's Skrillex, like, kind of what did you expect? But yeah, I'll stop yapping about it. We all know Skrillex is like amazing, and this was my top album of the year. It made up a lot of my top 100 list. In fact, the entire album landed in there, and mostly at the top. There was a couple Nina Jirachi songs that found their way intermittently sparse throughout the album. But super incredible project. The delivery of the vinyl was like fantastic. Super cool packaging, and the vinyl has some interesting beat tags and stuff on there referencing the vinyl and flipping the disc over and stuff by DJ Smokey. Just super goofy, fun, and really nostalgic for kind of everything that made me fall in love with EDM music in the first place. Also, I've got a request from the chat here. I have to do a DJ Smokey impression when saying what song I'm about to play. So that, yeah, I can do that. That's fine. But I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to play three tracks from this album. They all fade into each other, so it's a run based on my favorite track on the album, which is Redline Dash, which goes into Zeet Noise and then into Booster. Both Zeet Noise and Booster are collabs with Dylan Brady as well. Dylan Brady is like one of my favorite producers out there. I think he makes some of the craziest stuff. So much fun. I think Cake Pop too, an album by him, has been on my like top 30-ish of songs. Like certain tracks from that album have been in my top 30-ish of songs from Wrapped, like year after year after year. I really, really like his stuff, so it makes sense that this run is something that I really appreciate in the album. Plus, it's just like a clean trap beat. It sounds super smooth. It's super punchy. I really like it. So I'll throw like a DJ Smokey impression for Redline Dash, and then maybe I can do like a Dylan Brady something in between. We'll see. But okay, let's see. Is this all gonna play without? I need to make sure it doesn't like shuffle as well, because I want it to go one to one. I know what I'm doing, everybody. I know what I'm doing. Sort of. Okay, here is Redline Dash, DJ Smokey. That was okay.
Back with a bag full of cash. FD's people red and dead.
Brady going hella crazy.
I sold my soul to give you this song.
I'm gonna go. record that snare took him 2 years to make.
I'm gonna let the next track play too, because I forgot. Fricky VIP is probably actually my favorite on here, but it's so short.
Smokey, can you just edit it down more?
I gotta fade it out there. If you like it, go listen to the album F.U. Skrillex, You Think You're Andy Warhol But You're Not Heart. It's really, really, really good. And Skrillex has been releasing some stuff after that too that continues to be good, slash some fuller, maybe longer versions of some of the ideas on this album. So maybe you might strike gold. Maybe he'll turn one of your favorite tracks into a really, really long form song, like perhaps the booster into Fricky VIP kind of drum loop gets put into like an entire track with Caroline Polkacek or something. I don't know, maybe something like that might happen. I might have mixed something up there. I'm kind of tired, but yeah, incredible, fantastic album. Very fun memories with all my friends whenever any of the tracks would play, especially Spitfire. That track is just a ton of fun live, and lots of just like fun inside jokes for the EDM community and nostalgic pieces of music and sounds and sound design ideas and stuff. I don't know. Very fun. I'm just kind of going on at this point, but super, super great album. I'm also realizing we're 40 minutes into the show and we're in like the beginning of April. We might have to speed it up here a bit, which stinks because some of these other tracks are also in April. The next album that I'm gonna be talking about, I don't know if this is cheating or not, but it's Subtronix's Fibonacci album. The first EP for it, or part one, came out April 4th. The second one came out in December 4th, and then that kind of became the whole album. But I figured I'm gonna do one of the songs that he also played at Ultra, and I believe it was Ultra where he kind of announced the Fibonacci project and that part one would be coming out, and I believe he did so by playing this track and bringing a little sound out. A little sound is the vocalist on this track, called Final Breath, and it's really, really good. I think Subtronix is notable for making just these most impossible kind of alien sounds that make it sound like your speaker is falling apart. In kind of the best way possible. He has such a deep understanding of speakers and electronics and uses that to influence his sound design process. And usually that has manifested in some really heavy, crazy dubstep, wild bangers. Every once in a while, some kind of eerie track, but usually a collab, often with like Rez or something. With this project, there's a lot more kind of, I don't want to say chill exactly, because there's still a ton of energy, but it's not as like crazy wonky as much as just really impressive production. Lots of attention to detail, lots of like clean spaces created for ear candy, which is, keep in mind, this might be a recurring theme for this track and the next album I'm going to talk about. But I really think the Fibonacci album is impressive in a way that some of Subtronix's previous albums might not have been. And I want to phrase that carefully, because his other albums are extremely impressive. That's like not what I'm saying. I'm saying it shows a completely new perspective on his ability to produce and hear and create sounds that are ethereal or trippy or weird and alien without being almost monstrous, I suppose. And Final Breath is one of those tracks that is very clean, lots of almost just pure kind of like piano in this, really clean vocal mixing, and a great vibe all the way through, with definitely some showcasing of Subtronic's crazy control of bass and dubstep noises and yoys and all that, as well as some brain squeaking and jittering. So this is a really good one. I think it was a great way to tease the album as well. And let's get into it here while I still have time left on the show. Oh my goodness. Okay, no, we do have the next hour as well, but we'll see. We're slowly but surely making it through the year. Here is Final Breath featuring a little sound by Subtronic.
We go to the middle of the line. I cannot miss the fight by whatever I'm on. Like a tiger in the wild, it's the prey and I'm the child. Not over till I'm done.
Super good, really clean production, still getting some of that like Subtronic's crazy basses in there, but also showcasing the place, the fact that he does actually know his music theory and can, you know, make like an entire orchestral piano thing. Can't wait to break my neck to this in March. Yeah, we're seeing the whole gang seeing Subtronic. Oh my goodness, I activated Siri on my Mac. Siri, go away. Oh, it worked. That's crazy. I don't know how I did that. But yeah, my gang seeing Subtronics in March. I caught my first Subtronics show this year, actually, at Breakaway, and then about a month later at Seven Stars. Both were just super, super fun. He's a crazy good time. His mixes are out of nowhere, too. It's really, really, really fun. And it's also going to be, I think, the first show I'm hitting after my surgery. So that'll be super fun to kind of, after not being able to headbang for like a month, going into probably like one of the headbangiest artists out there, I would say, or at least for me, I get really, really wookie and into the Subtronic stuff. I guess, you know, Excision is probably up there, way up there, but Sub is up there too, at least in my book. Yeah, always a fun time, and wubbin all over the place. So true. It's wubbin throughout your entire brain. The whole, I almost said Infinity. That's not what it's called. That's one of the tracks on it. The whole Fibonacci album has tons of like weird panning and stuff going on. So definitely a headphones listen if you can swing it. Okay, I have to do a PSA before the hour ends. So let's find this one. Excuse me. Between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. Take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/health. Oh my goodness. Okay. /healthy eyes. I want you to type out healthy eyes right now without a space and tell me that you can read that in one quick setting and not as healthy yes or healthy I is. Okay, anyway, yes, get an eye exam, especially if you have like insurance paid for by your job or something. Then it's literally like you're slacking, especially if you're paying for that insurance. And you aren't using it at all, go get an eye exam, man. Maybe you'll figure out you need glasses and then you'll stop getting headaches. Only speaking from a little bit of personal experience there. Next album, talking about incredibly impressive production. I had a really hard time picking a song to play from this album. I think there's so many really, really fun tracks on here. But I've been really liking this one over the past just couple of weeks, at least, so figured I'd play it on the show. This is Professional Vengeance off of Jane Remover's album Revenge Seekers. And despite I Love My Computer completely dominating my headspace for the better half of this year, and despite the Skrillex album being my number one album, I do think that Revenge Seekers is probably the most impressive album that came out this year. I think there's so many genres that influence this album and so many genres infused into every single track on this album. All of it is really smooth and it's super chaotic, but easy to listen to at the same time. And there's tons of motif that, yeah, healthy, yes, healthy, yeah, you get me. Sorry. Chat's going crazy right now. Like tons of little motifs that kind of move from song to song and even get referenced in the next EP, the Heart EP that Jane Remover dropped just recently here. But I think this really showcases like the incredible talent that is Jane Remover in a space that isn't the mixes that they make under their pseudonym Leroy. Those mixes often are super fun, but very all over the place and leaning into a bunch of nostalgic tracks to probably generate hype or just kind of be silly or funny. I think this album really shows kind of the ideation and kind of the crazy nature of production that goes into some of those mixes in a more, you know, professional, no pun intended, because the song's called Professional Vengeance, setting here. And just super good. Also, like, the lyrics are really good, too. Like, reading the lyrics, if you can, you probably won't be able to parse them on first listen because they are fast and overlapped and all over the place. But I encourage you to check out this album and look into the writing behind it and stories and stuff like that. It's really good. And Jane is one of the few artists still on my list that I have yet to see. After this year, I've hit like 37 concerts or something crazy like that. And Jane wasn't one of them, but high on the list. We'll be at Gov Ball next year. I don't think I'm going, but, or I guess this year. But yeah, super incredible album. Really, really impressive. I think some of my favorites from it are Dancing With Your Eyes Closed, JR, 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 Psycho Boost, and Turn Up or Die. But I want to play Professional Vengeance because it's got a little bit of fun, like, hard style stuff at the end of it, and I've been digging that pretty much ever since the Porter set, because that was a lot of hard style. So here is Professional Vengeance by Jane Remover.
I just wish the media would get hold of this and quit running it down. It's a good little town.
Yeah.
One thing about it, though, it keeps a lot of people away.
Let me go.
Crazy track. It goes all over the place, ends with like in super intense energy, and like I feel like all the transitions from piece to piece are relatively smooth, and in at least in my opinion, and the whole album feels like that all the way through. If that wasn't, you know, overstimulating or kind of ruinous for you, or perhaps not like sacrilege to music in general, I think it's like the most impressive album from last year, and I really can't wait to see what comes next from this artist, because she's kind of incredible. Kill it, Jane. We're jumping a little bit from like my usual dubstep EDM field for the next couple of these. I mean, a little bit back and forth, we'll see. But this next one is from Rico Nasty's album Lethal. This one was just a lot of fun for me. I think like this 2025 was the year of manifesting my inner baddie, and the Rico Nasty album helped a lot with that. She's just like a ton of chaotic fun, and I had known her from like some tracks like iPhone and some of the more popular ones, I suppose. But when this album came out, it was a very fun listen over and over again. I feel like it's lots of jumping from just like there's a full-on kind of like not screamo or not even really metal, but like pretty aggressive like rock punk track on here towards the end of the album. I think, or a little bit